We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's more than just sports talk. This is The Morning Shift.
I'm in.
Me too.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This is The Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Mike, Bo, and Tiff here with you. And we are live in the Kia Studios. And coming up later on in the show, we're going to have NFL Network's insider Mike Garofolo join us to break down these free agency moves. But guys, first, let's go back to the Hawks, who lost 125-124 in a tough game against Minnesota last night. And we have a lot to say about this.
Yeah.
It's the effort was there.
Yeah, it's one of those games where you look at it and you're like, okay.
I wanted to say that for Bo. We're
going to find out a lot about this team. And I think we did. It just wasn't what we wanted to find out about this team. But
we competed.
It was a hard loss. That's a tough loss to kind of swallow as a Hawks fan.
I don't know what else. There's nothing new that's going to come out about this team. All right? I am such an optimist when it comes to my teams.
I really am.
I really am. I always hold out hope. If you give me one glimmer, it's like in Dumb and Dumber. What are my chances? One in a million. So you're telling me there's a chance. Like I always hold out hope. I am slowly losing it because this team literally does the same thing every night.
I think it's been what it's been all season.
Dylan, jump in here. What's the stat? This team, like, so many games in a row, they've been within one game of 500, either on the positive, negative, or right at it.
This is now an NBA record, the Atlanta Hawks have set. They have been either 500, a game over 500, or a game under 500, 27 straight games.
Okay. What does that scream to you? I want to take a poll.
Inconsistent.
Okay, like, you say it's inconsistency. What does that scream to you?
Mid.
Dylan?
Mediocrity.
Dylan, yeah. Stole my word. Mediocrity. We are, and we have been this way for 2 years.
This is the most mid team in history.
Yeah. There you go. That's
the word
Mike's,
stands.
That's Mike's word, mid.
Yeah.
Mid. Much like that Bama offensive line last year.
No. Be careful, Bo.
And I know Mike's going to pop me quick.
I don't want you careful, to get Bo. Hurt, Bo. I don't want you to get
Listen,
hurt.
I agree with you, man. Because, like, I mean, watching this game last night, and it's like we talked about this earlier in the show. Karl-Anthony Towns comes back after 52 games of not playing. Right? He's been injured for 52 games. And he steps right in, and immediately I'm like, dude, this guy is going to dominate this game. Like, hasn't been in the rotation, hasn't hit the floor since freaking mid-November. And I'm already looking at the way he's attacking John Collins. And I'm like, this is not good. You tag in the fact that Rudy Gobert, for whatever reason, say whatever you want to about Clint Capella. Rudy Gobert is a giant next to some of the guys we had on the floor last night. And Quinn Snyder mentioned it in the postgame. At some points, it was like they had 3 7-footers on the floor. Yeah, you talk about length.
They had three guys over 6'7" in the lineup with Gobert and Towns.
Well, and the thing is, too, and look, I got to go back to this. I'm not – yesterday sucked. Don't get me wrong. I'm not that far down on their performance last night. The energy was there. They played hard. Right? At the end of the game, Trae Young drives to the hoop, kicks it back out to Bogey, and he misses a wide-open three. If you hit that three, this guy that just got this massive contract extension, you hit that three, this game's over with. It's a four-point game at that point with 7 seconds left, whatever it is. He misses a three. There's a timeout. T-Wolves get the rebound. There's a timeout. And all of a sudden, things swing back the other direction. So I'm not with you where I'm like, man, I'm really just starting to lose it. It was a one-point loss, back-to-back games. But at some point, I will agree with you, they've got to start doing things that they are not supposed to do in the right direction.
But we competed.
Yeah, they did compete.
I see Bo throwing his head back. I mean, but Young still facilitating, offense, 100 straight game with at least 5 assists. I'm just trying to find the wins in this just to further antagonize Bo, because I know you're upset.
Look,
but we competed.
I'm not going to sit here and just murder Trey today. He did have three turnovers in the fourth quarter in the stretch where they blew this another double-digit lead. They did have size on you. When they had McDaniels, Gobert, and Karl-Anthony Towns.
Not only did they have size on you, it wasn't even close.
It's 6'9". Not, you can't touch that.
6'9 for Towns, 7'1 for Gobert, and McDaniels is 7'. Okay, here's the deal, though. Guess who didn't play last night? Guess who didn't play? Anthony Edwards, who is what? Probably their best player right now for Minnesota. Yeah, we were missing DeJounte.
I didn't jump in because I thought you were leading into DeJounte.
I know, I thought that's
you're
where
like, guess who
going.
Didn't play? I'm like, DeJounte didn't, right. but that didn't have nothing to do with the outcome of the game.
It didn't. Look, the bottom line is if Bogey hits the shot, which he normally does at a wide open three, which, by the way, Trey did a phenomenal job facilitating there. That's the Trae Young we need in those late game situations, getting guys like DeJounte, Bogey,
involved, yes.
JC, like these open shots, right? DeAndre Hunter and Sadiq Bey as well. All this being said, you blew another lead, still had a chance to win the game, and then ultimately, the thing that really doubles down on my anger is that the refs took this away from me in the end, because Karl-Anthony Towns hooks JC to go to the floor, and
they
came back after the game and said, hey, we messed up, which is even more infuriating.
Yeah, and then Sadiq gets boxed out by Torian, where it was a foul where he could have had a rebound and probably a putback, and you still win the game. So it's just frustrating, because I wouldn't be frustrated if we weren't 36-37 and this wasn't the pattern. You, 2 out of the last 3 games, you've blown double-digit leads on the road, and that's the DNA of this team.
Right.
I think it's been all season.
Yeah. I think what you're trying to say is this. You beat the Warriors at home Friday night. If you had just dealt with business against the Spurs on Sunday, and you beat the Pistons 2 nights ago,
you'd be okay with it.
You can swallow this one. Yeah. You're like, man, you know what? It is what it is. They played hard. Things didn't fall their way. The referees didn't step up to the plate at the end of the game. Karl-Anthony Towns gets a favorable call. I can live with that, right?
But
I think that's what you're trying to say. But the fact that it's this hovering around 500, I think, is the fact that you're so frustrated. And I think that goes back. I don't think it's last night. I think that goes back to San Antonio on Sunday.
It's like turning on the TV or the Fire Stick and popping up an app, and you think you got a new episode, and you get halfway through it, and you realize, oh, I've already seen this one. This is a repeat.
Watching Rocky over and over again.
No, because Rocky never gets old. Watching your team blow double-digit leads in the fourth quarter gets really old really quick, Michael.
Calm yourself.
I know. I'm not. Look, I'm just, guys, I'm not angry. Not angry at y'all.
Your tone, it's just,
I'm just frustrated.
I think everybody is. But that's my point. I don't think people are frustrated about last night, just last night. It's the fact that 2 games ago, you lost a game to San Antonio after up being by 24, and you scored a yearly low, the lowest point total all year in the second half against San Antonio. That's what makes this game last night feel bad.
27 straight games. You've been within 1 game of 500. That's frustrating.
You look so sad. Hopefully you'll cheer up in our next block, because that is when NFL Network's insider Mike Garofolo joins the show to break down free agency. And then still to come, the life of Squid. Stay with us. This is The Morning Shift on Sports Radio 929 The Game.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage,
to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What are the haps? Start the day the right way with the morning shift.
With Tiffany, Mike, and Bo.
All right. All right.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome to the morning shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And joining us now on the WadeFord.com hotline is NFL Network's NFL insider, Mike Garofolo. And Mike, I have to say, you are now my favorite former coworker slash friend. You have climbed the ranks because you're in Alabama for their pro day. You're up at 7:20 just to be on this show. So I thank you, Mike.
Tiff, I wake up at 5:20 to do a radio interview with you. It's good to hear from you. I hope you're doing well. We had a freaky little thing yesterday where I saw an Instagram memory on my Instagram, and it was involving you back in 2019, and we did Good Morning Football together. I'm like, I wonder how Tiffany is, and not 10 minutes later you texted me. I was just freaky.
See, it's like I knew, right? So I am ecstatic to have you on this morning because, as I mentioned, you are at Alabama's pro day. Yep. And I know the entire Panthers brass was at CJ Stroud's pro day. Obviously, we talk a lot of Falcons here. We're concerned about the Panthers. And I believe that brass is expected to be there for Bryce Young's pro day today.
Yeah, they're here. They had dinner with him last night. The whole crew was here. So they're doing their due diligence and, you know, trying to see which quarterback that they really feel best about at number one. I don't have a lean right now. I'm just coming off a free agency. So it's like, oh, wow, the draft is here. Kind of that's the way it works as an NFL reporter. You turn around from one event right into the other one. So I don't have a great feel right now. I'm sure I will by the time we get closer to the draft. But they're going through the process. And Stroud had, from what I gather, I didn't see it because I was traveling here. From what I gather, an okay day yesterday. Let's see what Bryce Young can do, what he can show them as far as a full skill set. And I don't know how in a throwing session you try to ease any concerns about size, but I think that's an interesting thing. That's a dynamic at play. Because if he was bigger, he's a slam dunk first overall pick. There's no question.
Yeah, he's probably putting spacers in his cleats before he goes out there on the field, Mike. And look, there's another guy there, Will Anderson, another possible top five pick at Bama's Pro Day. I know there's going to be some eyes on Eli Ricks, the cornerback who did not work out at the combine. And look, I know that the Falcons probably need some help at corner somewhere down the road. Who are you looking forward to? I know there's a number of prospects that'll be there besides Bryce Young. Who are you most looking forward to?
Yeah, I don't think I got to check on this. I don't think Will's going to do anything at his pro day, if I'm not mistaken, here today. So I think, you know, it's going to be some of these other guys here that we're going to keep an eye on. But, yeah, Eli Ricks is going to be an interesting one, to be honest with you, because you've got to get a look at what he's able to do and what he can show these guys. You know, size wise, he's got great size. He's got the great length that you want in a cornerback. So if you can combine that size with good numbers in the testing, I feel like today could be a big day for him. So yeah, I'm probably going to keep an eye closely on Ricks while we're out there for sure.
Mike, what are you hearing in the NFL circles about a guy that hits close to home here in Atlanta? And well, for the Falcons fans want him because he's a defensive lineman, which this team has desperately needed, a dominant one in college, and Jalen Carter. Has the work ethic concerns with him overweight at his pro day and not finishing drills now kind of overweighing the off-the-field concerns?
Well, it's all kind of part of the same thing, right? I mean, the tape is what the tape is, but now you have, you know, the off-field stuff combined with, you know, how much did that affect him going into his pro day? Because you know, by leaving the combine and then coming back and saying, yeah, I'm not here working out, but I'm going to be here as part of the process. I want to be back. It kind of showed a recommitment to football despite what was happening off the field. But then you go into the pro day and you saw the opposite of that. So I think that's the stuff that's raising the concerns with a lot of folks in the league. Now, the talent is just off the charts and the tape is off the charts. So there's really a floor or a ceiling, I guess. I don't know which way it is, but there's a limit to how far a drop would be for a guy who was going to be at the top of the draft just because of all that talent that's there. So, you know, a lot of teams are bringing him in. They want to look him in the eye. They want to have a conversation with him. I just foresee a team. I don't know where it is, but I foresee a team at some point saying, you know, we brought him in. We had a conversation with him. He's made mistakes. He owned up to it, but we feel really good about our conversations with him. That's a lot of times what the tone of what you hear after a team takes a guy. So that's coming for him for sure. I have a hard time slotting it right now, but once we get closer to the end of April and the draft beginning, we'll have a better feel for where we think he's going to land.
Mike, speaking of interior defensive linemen, man, I'll be honest, you sent this show into a frenzy the other day with your tweet about Calais Campbell visiting the Falcons for a free agency visit. Do you have any more insight on that? Because I don't want to speak for everybody. I would be extremely excited. I know he's been around for a while. He's an older depth piece. He's not probably what he once was, but I would be over the moon if Calais Campbell landed in Atlanta.
Yeah, and I believe the Falcons would be too. There's no question about that. It's, you know, it actually surprised me, right? Because you get a guy at that age. Where do you want to go? Do you want to go play for a team that you consider a Super Bowl contender? And look, the Falcons are on the up, right? Terry Fontenot, Arthur Smith, they're building things for the long haul, and they're starting to get some pieces in place. But if you asked me to rattle off my Super Bowl contenders, they wouldn't have been in there. So that visit, you know, surprised me. But I said, you know what, I could see how he'd want to be part of something that's coming up with a really good defensive line and a team that's playing in the division that, let's face it, it's just wide open, okay? This division is absolutely wide open. So he may be looking at it like an easier path to the playoffs than some other squad that he might join. Now, I know that there's other interests. I do. I gather that the Buffalo Bills are one of the teams that's shown interest in him. I believe the Jets are in there as well. So I think this is going to wind up being a process for him and not a snap decision. And the Ravens did leave the door open for his return as well. But they had to make some tough decisions with Lamar Jackson and the franchise tag taking up a lot of salary cap space. So, yeah, we'll see how it goes for him. But, you know, the more I thought about it, the more I thought, hey, you know, that's a better fit than I thought immediately when I heard it.
All right, Mike, you kind of mentioned it, the Lamar Jackson stuff. And I know that this is I'm confused. I think we had a whole conversation yesterday. We're all kind of confused on this. So Lamar has a guy that's reaching out to teams to talk to them about their interest, but the teams won't talk to him because he's not NFLPA certified. And the teams want Lamar to reach out. So Lamar's the only one that really can reach out in his own behalf, but he's not reaching out. What am I missing here?
missing 2 years of negotiations with the Ravens that have been forcing them to bang their head against the wall, because this is kind of how it's been with Lamar Jackson. And, you know, I don't know. I don't know why he does not want to hire an agent. It's fine. It's his career. I'm not, you know, there's a lot of people banging the table. He should hire an agent. Well, he should do whatever he wants to do. But that being said, I believe that it's making the process harder, which could be his preference or intent, or you know, I as we go through this whole thing, I think to myself, maybe he just doesn't want to do a long-term deal. Maybe he just wants to play out the franchise tags and get to the point where he's now a free agent, and then he can go negotiate with teams and not have to worry about two first-round picks as compensation for a franchise tag, and the Ravens potentially matching an offer. Like, let me be a true free agent. If that's his end goal, and we don't know, because he really doesn't speak in depth about it. But if that's his end goal, fine. I think more guys should do that, you know, because you're betting on yourself. But in the meantime, you're betting on yourself while you're getting $32 million this year and another 39 or something next year. You're making $71 million over 2 years. That it's easy to bet on yourself when you're pocketing that kind of money. So we'll see how he plays it out. I'm really interested in, if we get to the middle of July, which is the deadline to do a long-term deal with a franchise tag player, and he doesn't do a deal, does he show up for training camp? Because a lot of guys will say, hey, I'm not coming for camp, but a lot of guys aren't quarterbacks. So there's a lot of steps to be played out in this one, and I'm curious to see how it goes.
See, this is why you're my favorite, Mike, because I was on your side with, you know, if the player wants to do that, then that's what he wants to do. I had some people in here that may or may not have disagreed with that take yesterday. Mike, I'm going to throw you for kind of a loop here, ask you about yourself. Just what is this time like for you as an insider? Because obviously I work with you. I know your phone's always blowing up. How crazy is it, you know, this time? And also, where are you headed next after Alabama?
Yeah, well, we've got the league meeting in Arizona starting on Sunday to Tuesday. Tiff, so I know you've attended before. They bounce it back West Coast, East Coast. This year it's West Coast, so 3 days in Arizona coming up, where, you know, it's rules changes. It's also a chance to talk to teams that are in the middle of things, such as, let's say, the Green Bay Packers, because I know that there'll be some pointed questions, and Mark Murphy, the president, has said he's sworn to secrecy, so there'll be a lot of punting on questions if this thing is still going by the time we get to Arizona. I mean, I know the Jets would like to close it out if they could, but they're in no hurry. They're willing to play the long game with the Packers and Rodgers. So that'll be a topic there. And then again, you've got the rules changes, and you've got other teams that have done business or are going to do business coming up here. So I enjoy those couple of days that we spend out there. So it's free agency right into pro days, right into the league meetings. My day is starting already. I'm losing my voice. It's kind of been a lot of that. Kind of been a lot of that lately. And then the draft. But once we get through the draft, like once we get to May and June and July, early July, obviously, you know, then we get the kind of recharge. So it's like we get all our breaks all at once. We'd like to be able to spread them out, but that's not how the calendar works. So we take it as they come.
That is why you are the best, Mike Garofalo. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for the insight and for getting up early. I hope you enjoy Alabama Pro Day today.
You got it. Thanks, Tiff. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Mike.
That was NFL Network's NFL Insider, Mike Garofalo, joining us on the morning shift. So appreciate the insight.
Dude, I got to be honest. I'm a little bit saddened to know that the Buffalo Bills are in on the Calais Campbell stuff. Because,
right.
I mean, surely when he came to Atlanta, the Falcons brass is telling him, look, man, look at the weather. It's nice outside. It's not sub-zero temperatures. But he did mention the importance of getting on a team that is going to be a playoff team. And let's be honest right now, Buffalo is probably ahead of Atlanta in that category.
Where's Buffalo gotten better?
Where have they gotten better?
Yeah, this offseason.
I mean, probably nowhere. That's why they're bringing a guy like Calais Campbell.
I think they've gotten worse, especially in the linebacker
spot. Yeah. They keep looking for something to put them over the hump to get them to the Super Bowl, and it just hasn't happened yet.
We're getting better in Atlanta. In 2 years, next year, we're going to win the division. Derek Carr, Carolina's going to have a rookie quarterback. Who cares? We're the place to be in the NFC South. Speaking of the place to be, if you guys had a dinner that was in your honor, what would your menu look like? I'll tell you what Scotty Scheffler's will look like next on The Life of Squid on Sports on the morning shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Ah. After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with GameDay, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yes, it is a lovely morning, isn't it?
Now, more of The Morning Shift. The Morning Shift on 92.9 The Game is presented by the Georgia Hemp Company.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's time for a look back.
Into the mind of Squid Billy.
Hey, he might even talk sports.
This is the life of Squid on The Morning Shift.
Brought to you by the W Sauce and by the Georgia Hemp Company.
That's right, baby. Double sponsored here. The W Sauce, America's Worcestershire Sauce. Bigger, better, bolder. And don't forget my friends at the Georgia Hemp Company. Get over to GeorgiaHempCompany.com and use the code SQUIDBILLY10 for 10% off your product today. All the CBD, Georgia's finest CBD. That's right. I got sponsors. I got discount codes.
Big time, Bo.
That's right. It's Squid's life, baby. All right. As you heard the intro, maybe I'll even talk sports. I'm going to talk sports and food. My two favorite things behind my beautiful, lovely wife, obviously.
That's careful, buddy.
I know.
I said it right. Scottie Scheffler won the Masters last year. And every year before the Masters gets kicked off, you do the Masters Champion Dinner. And the menu has been released. And I want to get you guys' take and maybe where you would change things up. So he's going to start it off with some cheeseburger sliders served Scotty style, which I'm not 100% sure what that means, but that's all right. Firecracker shrimp. He's going to have sweet Thai chili and sriracha mayo. What do you guys think of the appetizers?
That's not bad. I would have to assume that like Scotty style is like kind of like animal style with the In-N-Out burger or something like that that has its own little sauce on it. That's my guess.
The shrimp part, the firecracker shrimp, I'm on board with that. Sriracha sauce. Like,
hey, what is that? Is that bonefish that serves the firecracker shrimp?
I think they do have something like that.
Yeah, something
like that. I think
I've had it there. I'm not a soup guy. I don't eat soup. I don't eat soup. Not a soup guy.
How?
Had a tortilla soup.
Did you just say tortilla?
Yeah.
Tortilla?
Tilla, Tia.
Double L?
That's not one of those things.
There are
not
two L's in there.
Yeah, the double L is like the, like tortilla.
You
like
know what?
Bobby Bonilla, you know what I mean?
You know what's weird is I do believe I've helped you with some names recently. And
oh,
that's how
you're
going to
bring out stuff that happens off air, on air?
Well,
you're going to air out our dirty laundry?
The difference is, Squid, she didn't try. She didn't try to say those names on air. You just
went
for it.
See?
So, tortilla?
Tortilla.
Tortilla.
You really, like, I'm like, you really were thinking it's tortilla?
I don't think. If you think, you're dead. See, if y'all had seen Top Gun, you'd known that. But then nobody in this room.
I have seen Top Gun. Thank you very much.
How'd you not know it?
Because I don't remember. I'm not a big movie buff. Like, I don't just remember. Unless it's Will Ferrell.
All right.
Yeah.
So let's get to entrees, shall we?
Please.
The Texas ribeye steak or blackened redfish. Which one are you guys going
with? Redfish is good.
I'm going with the steak for sure. Dude, like, we can get to our own menus in a minute, but I would definitely have steak as my main course if I was the defending Masters champion.
I would like filet mignon. That would be...
No, there's nothing. There's nothing better than a ribeye, especially if it's bone in.
I agree with you. I know. You threw a tomahawk down the other day.
You did.
I would do like a filet, but I would go like Oscar style. You know what I mean?
I've had a bone in filet. It was delicious.
There's more flavor in a ribeye or a strip than a filet.
I agree with you. My point was that I would have to go Oscar style, and I'd get the stuff put on top.
So. Okay, that's fine. Look, they're gonna have some family style mac and cheese, which warms my heart because my guys at MBS, Mercedes-Benz Stadium, every Falcons game, they have mac and cheese as one of the sides, no matter what. They could literally have soft tacos from Taco Bell and it have mac and cheese.
It's when I would be in the press box, it is good.
On point.
And so is that Carvel ice cream machine that's there.
Oh, yeah.
I do sprinkles on the bottom of the cup, ice cream, and then sprinkles on the top.
See, this is why me and Tiffany get along. I don't do sprinkles. You know how they had the chopped up M&Ms?
No, it's too, like.
But look, hear me out.
All right.
The lady will be like, what do you want? And I go, I want some M&Ms on the bottom. And she'll look at me, yeah, before the ice cream. So she put it in there.
Oh, someone's serving it up now.
Yeah.
Back in my day.
Yeah. And
you
then.
You just get the ice cream yourself.
Then you get the vanilla. Then you put M&Ms on top. And then I say, I want as much chocolate syrup as you can possibly fit
on
there.
You're doing too much.
No, then I mix it up.
You're doing too much.
And it's almost like a McFlurry from McDonald's.
Are you trying to tell me that would be your dessert if you were the defending master champion, is the freaking soft serve with the M&Ms on the bottom? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
No, that's not what I'm trying to tell you. We just got on the
Carvel. I'm sorry. I had to bring it up.
I mean, I know Jason Kirksey at MBS, his ears
yes,
just popped
good.
Up
I
like.
Hope, I hope they did.
Yeah.
What's up, Jason?
His dessert was warm chocolate chip skillet cookie, milk and cookies ice cream.
Yeah, that's hard to go wrong there.
Yeah.
Skillet cookie?
I'm gonna say something. Cheeseburger sliders will be my app. The ribeye, the mac and cheese, he has fried Brussels sprouts, which is not bad. Seasoned fries. I'd probably go double carb with the mac and cheese, seasoned fries, and give me that skillet cookie. He nailed it. Real quick, what would you guys do if you have something off the top of your head?
I can tell you right now, I wouldn't start with the sliders. I'd go with chicken wings. That's just my thing. It's my favorite food, and it's a shareable. When you see the menus, it's one of the shareables. On the quote-unquote, I got my fingers in there. It's a shareable. I'd start with wings. I'd probably go, like I said, I'd probably go some kind of filet. I don't mind the fish. And then I'd finish with a little bread pudding. Probably a little bread pudding.
That is one of my favorites. Yeah. Donnie B., My dad makes a really good, he's going to kill me, makes a really good bread pudding. You know what? I feel put on the spot. This is a lot of pressure.
I'm going to give you 30 more seconds. All right? I want you to be ready.
I'll just say wings. I would do wings. Then definitely filet mignon.
Okay.
This is when I'm trying to be classy. Otherwise, I'm a pizza person. Like, I can do pizza anytime, anywhere.
The finisher,
anytime.
You would get like some pizza brought in. It's you like the, when the wedding's over and they bring the food
bring
in before everybody goes home.
And then dessert. Yeah, you can't go wrong with the cookie skillet. I'm a big fan of anything with apple. Like, if it's an apple pie, apple whatever the heck they call it, something with vanilla ice cream, or I can do a brownie skillet.
So I'm gonna go everywhere. For mine, give me the cheese balls like you get at Twin Peaks because those things are phenomenal. Tomahawk ribeyes for everybody, unless you do want fish. And then you get fried catfish. Some mac and cheese, for sure. Some fried okra, because you got to have some fried okra. And asparagus for the people that want to eat a little healthy. My dessert is peanut butter cup milkshakes with vodka.
Heavy.
Like they do at the Grindhouse. I'm telling you.
Nobody would be able to go off the next day.
No.
Who cares?
Nobody. Remind me to tell y'all a story about my mama's hometown and
Miss Jackie.
Yes, a fish fry and some hush puppies and cats.
Real
but
quick,
we'll save that for tomorrow.
Oren wanted me to remind you that children do attend this festivity, this banquet.
We'll have virgin milkshakes for them. Who cares? You know what we care about? The steakhouse. That's coming up next. We'll do a little quick handoff with them. Coming up next on the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
To more of the Morning Shift
with Tiffany, Mike, and Bo on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We're back here wrapping things up on the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and that means it's time for our friends to join us. Steakhouse is coming up, so Steak is here and Sandra Golden. Good morning, guys.
Yeah, the handoff. Handoff. Hey, nice. Bo, aren't you like assistant PD or brand manager or something? Now, I don't care because I like hanging with you guys, but I mean, could you go to break on time and get us so we don't, you know, lose like 2-3 minutes of our show every day?
You know, Steak, like, I was raised in radio by a few people, two of them in this room, and they always told me that more of me is better.
Okay.
So that's what I'm doing.
Listen, I'm happy to chat with you. I just want more time together. You know what I mean? I want more time. So we don't get enough time because we come in after 9 o'clock. So in the future, I'm actually going to come in one segment earlier.
Well, we had a big time interview today, so we had to get as most of that as we could. So I mean, look,
all right,
you know, more of us is better for me.
I've got a whole 30-minute discussion with Mike Johnson after the show on how he messed up his anniversary. Because let me just tell y'all something out there, men that are listening. This can be quick. 10 seconds on the clock. Tiffany, you got me on this. When the wife says you don't have to get me anything, she does mean it.
Why do they trap you? Why do they trap you like that?
Hey, listen, Clueless. Just go get her something. What is the downside? What is the downside?
You had a pack. You made a decision.
But you
had
said
a pack.
All you got to do is say, honey, I know you said you didn't want anything, and I love you so much. And here, whatever it is, just do the right thing.
It's just
Mike,
another
I
trap.
You
it's just another trap, though, when they tell you that.
I don't have any good reasons. Look, I'm embarrassed. I'm just as embarrassed and befuddled as you are.
Hey, listen, good things are going to happen to you guys when you just do it anyway.
Okay, do it anyway. What happened? We just lost that. All right, we're coming up on the Steakhouse. Damon Stoudemire, live in studio, new Georgia Tech head basketball coach. So, I love college hoops and NBA, and he's here live, and he'll talk about Tech and a lot of stuff coming up 9 at 9, and Sandy hasn't been here in a while, so stay tuned. It's happening.
Stay tuned. That is it for us here on the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Steakhouse is next.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.